Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's very special this year that we get to have our race meeting, our annual race meeting on Anzac Day, especially after last year. We missed out on our meeting due to COVID, a bit like everyone else in the industry and other industries abroad. So it's great for everything to be almost back to a bit of normality.
Well, just to explain to our listeners, because I really do admire yourself and others that keep this name alive. I know there is a Kyabram club and a trotting track. We'll talk about trials and the use of that facility. But essentially, you're a club that hasn't raced in well over a decade at your home club. You look as though you will never return there for official meetings, but you keep the official club going. You have your annual meeting at Shepparton. And I guess for many people, they'll ask the question, it's an interesting concept that you don't actually race at home, but you have a full-blooded race club that races each year at Shep.
Yeah, so we had, I think it was back around 10 or probably about 15 years ago when a lot of the smaller tracks were sort of shut down for racing. I think Kai, Elmore, Naya, a few of those sort of small tracks bought. And a few of those tracks have made a bit of a resurgence and come back as part of their Country Cups circuit. But as far as Kyabram, we will continue to just maintain a good facility for training and trials. We have fortnightly qualifying trials there, so We'll happily keep that going.
Yes, you mentioned some of those clubs like Boughton that did finally return to racing and have a meeting at home. Your club these days is not big enough to really have a meeting. You can't return to have a meeting these days?
It would be a bit of a fairy tale, I suppose, to have the races back at Kyabram. I remember growing up, sort of as a 5 and 6 year old, sort of going down to the I think we used to have them on an Easter weekend or the weekend before Easter and heading down there, and there'd be people packed everywhere and racing on a small half-mile track. It doesn't get much more exciting than that. So, but I think the way we've harnessed racing is in this day and age that it'll, I don't think it's quite feasible to go back to racing as much as a few people in the community would like it to.
We're chatting to Wes Shelley from the Kyabram Trotting Club. They don't race at their home track at Kye, but they race at Shepparton each year, and they'll be doing so this Sunday, Anzac Day Twilight Meeting. But your club at Kye is a very, very busy location. In fact, almost too busy. It's well and truly used if it's not for meetings, but a lot of horses stable and using the facility.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. It's a fantastic training facility we've got there. So, we've got the two training tracks, a jog track and a fast track, and they're impeccably maintained, like an all-weather track that we can work on even when we get up to sort of an inch or 2 inches of rain. So we've currently got about 30 or 40 horses stabled on the complex, but we're sort of nearing full capacity in the next couple of months. So we could have up to sort of 40 or 50 standard bred horses on the complex. It'll be trained there daily.
Well, that's fantastic. That is a very, very busy location for a club that doesn't race. And the fact that you are falling on Anzac Day this year makes it even more special. And as you mentioned, you couldn't race last year. So it's been 2 years since Kyabram were able to hold this meeting. What are your expectations in terms of crowd numbers and people coming along, given it is quite a special day?
Oh, I think we're sort of expecting a pretty reasonable crowd this weekend. I think it's a twilight meeting this Sunday, so I think hopefully once all the Collingwood and Essendon supporters have finished watching their game that they could wander on out to the trots and have a look at the trots of a Sunday evening. But I think the weather's expected to be relatively nice this weekend, so it should be a pleasant evening at the trots.
Are you normally twilight? Are you twilight because of the later start to official sport on Anzac Day, or is this when your once a year meeting is usually held late on the day? Or
no, it's generally a twilight meeting on a Sunday.
Right. Well, all the best. As I say, I certainly admire yourself and the volunteers, the committee, because essentially you don't race at your home track at Kai, but you keep the name alive by having this meeting each year at Shep. And even though last year the COVID interfered, you haven't raced for 2 years, makes it even more special. Good luck with your race meeting. Well done on your efforts, and great to know that the old track at Kai is so, so busy with trials and people using it to train and horses stabled. So Kybrum is certainly a busy location, even if it doesn't hold meetings itself. And good luck at Shep. Thanks for taking the call, Wes. All the best.
No worries. Thanks very much for the chance to share our little town. So thanks, Andrew.